Penguin presents First Prize for the Worst Witch by Jill Murphy. Read by Gemma Arterton. Chapter 1. Mildred Hubble was cruising above the trees and villages on her way to Miss Cackle's academy for the start of the summer term. Like all her classmates, she was longing to get this term over with and go up to the very top class next year, when they would be the proud wearers of the Year 5 uniform to set them apart from the lower school. In fact, there was not much difference to the usual uniform, only a multi-striped tie and braid sewn round their cloaks, but Year 4 couldn't wait to be wearing it. There seemed to be more luggage with each passing term, especially this one, Mildred reflected as she peered down through the treetops, looking out for the usual landmarks. Apart from her bags of clothes and books and her cat, Tabby, and tortoise, Einstein, both tucked up safely in the cat basket, there was also Star, the stray dog she had found last term. Star had proved to be such a natural acrobat that he and Mildred had won the national swimming pool competition for Miss Cackle's academy. After such a triumph, Mildred had been allowed to keep him as her broom companion. Star was perched behind Mildred on top of a box of books, as if it was the most natural place in the world for him to sit, and every now and then he let out a volley of barks, which made Mildred feel as if he was talking to her. "Come on, Star," Mildred called back to him. "You can sit at the front with me if you like. We'll be flying for at least another hour. We've only just passed over the watermill at Greater Bustling." Star leapt over her shoulder in an instant, landing neatly in her lap. "Woof!" he barked, giving her a joyful slurp under the chin. "Oh, look!" exclaimed Mildred. "There's a big striped tent down there at the edge of the village. It must be a circus. What a shame it's so far from the school, or we could have pleaded with Miss Cackle to take us there for an outing." As she said this, Star took a flying leap back over her shoulder and dived between the book box and the cat basket. "Hey," said Mildred, "what's the matter, boy? Is it a bit too windy for you up this high? Come on, let's fly a bit lower down." A blustery wind had sprung up, and the broomstick was swaying from side to side and making sudden lurches, hindered by the luggage piled on top and hanging from the back of it. Mildred dropped down 6 metres, hovering evenly like a helicopter. "There you are," she said to Star. "That's much better. Hardly any wind at all. You can jump back if you like." However, to Mildred's surprise, he didn't move from his hideaway, and no amount of cajoling, even the offer of a treat, could tempt him out. 20 minutes passed by, and Mildred still hadn't seen anyone from the academy. She was just beginning to wonder if she'd got the wrong day when, to her great relief, she saw Maud flying along steadily in front of her. "Maud! Maudie!" she yelled, delighted to see her best friend. "What a fantastic bit of luck! You're the first Cackleite I've seen this morning." "Millie!" squealed Maud, equally thrilled. They tried to fling their arms around each other but gave up, laughing as they clashed broomsticks and narrowly avoided falling off. "Concentrate, girls!" bellowed Mildred sternly, doing an excellent impression of Miss Hardbroom, the strictest teacher in the school. "I don't expect to see such silly nonsense from 4th years. "Gosh, Mildred," said Maud, "you sound scarily like her. I wonder what ghastly project she's lined up for us this term." "Well, one thing's for sure," said Mildred. "There's going to be a lot of swimming."
"Oh, yes, of course. I'd forgotten about the swimming pool," said Maud. "Do you think they've actually built it yet?"
"I don't know," said Mildred, "but I had a crash course of swimming lessons during the halls, just in case."
"I didn't know you could swim," said Maud. "You managed all right when we went on holiday to Grim Cove."
Mildred smiled. "I just pretended," she confessed. "I hopped along on one foot and did swimming movements. I didn't want Ethel sneering." Over the years, Ethel had somehow become an implacable enemy of Mildred and never missed an opportunity to make her look small.
"Well, no one noticed," said Maud.
"And now they never will," said Mildred. "I can do 10 lengths of our local pool, which is..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?